Hi, you're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website, www.lmc.org.au.
In all things, we know that we know that we know that we are more than conquerors in Christ. Amen? Amen, Pat? Can I get an amen, Pat? Oh, it's awesome, guys. Such an honour to be here with you. Now, just got a few things to get through. About 3 hours of notes, is that okay? Just a few quick things, guys, before we get into it, praying for people. Obviously, I've got to say who I am. So for the ones that don't know me, I'm Serge, and it's an honour, as I said, to be here tonight. And God has been taking me on a journey in the last few years, and he's made the following crystal clear to me, and that is that there is power in the name of Jesus, and this mighty power is available to every believer. Not some, but every believer. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. That's a good start. So just to start, let you know that my lovely wife, Sister Adriana, and sister-in-law, Mel, they can attest to this fact. They can certainly attest to this. They prayed for my throat allergies 2 weeks ago, and guess what? Praise God, I was healed on the spot. Thank you, Jesus. So, just a few quick examples of what God can do through any willing, surrendered believer. That's the key. Willing and surrendered. So, Father's Day, just gone. Young lady, I'd never met her before at this church. I just prayed for her outside as cars were going past. Didn't get hit or anything with my little girl next to me, but that's okay. I just had to pray for her. And she had a bandaged arm, and she said that all the pain left and that the clicking stopped and everything else. So praise God for that. And that same day we went to a restaurant and the chef got healed. His back got totally restored. His leg grew out. He thought that I was some sort of a god, that I did it. Then I've got this power. And I said, I can assure you I do not. I couldn't actually heal a fly if I tried. So this Tuesday, I went to see a pathologist, just a random check. And the lady really needs to hear from God. This is the time in her life where she's had some serious worries, stress. Her son had gone overseas for a year. She gets dizziness, a whole bunch of stuff I can't get into. But basically, she was open for me to talk to her about the love of God. She was just really amazing. She said, oh, can't believe I'm actually hearing this. I wasn't expecting that today. Of course, we've got to make it intentional. People aren't going to be, you know, hearing it if it's not from our mouths. So we're the ones that have the light, correct? So anyway, I prayed for her and she received, and it was amazing how God touched her. Friday, 2 days ago, I was able to pray for a lady, an event coordinator locally, at a venue locally, that had scoliosis and anxiety problems. So there are needy people everywhere. Do you agree? Okay, there are people with needs everywhere. And once that we get ourselves sorted, beginning with us, put my hand up, then we can actually go and hand the oxygen mask to other people, correct? And that's the lifeline, prayer, faith, Jesus. So right now, if you like, I'll just show you a couple of very quick clips. We haven't got too much time for anything else, but if you want, we can, one or two clips. Do you want to watch that? Yep. Anyone interested? Okay, cool. So a couple of quick clips. The first one is about a wedding consultation that I did a couple of months back. And these people, lovely couple, believers, but one just, you know, was touched heavily because he's never known Jesus in that way. So they were touched very, very powerfully. And the second video is a pizza boy who decided to come to our house, of course, that day, on his first day, and you'll see what happens. So anyway, you guys can have a bit of a look at it and have a bit of a laugh and be encouraged, hopefully. I was really hesitant to show those because I just don't want to see it be like coming across as any way boasting, because although we are allowed to boast in the things in Christ, right, we can boast in Christ. Nothing in myself that can do any of that stuff. It's all Jesus. So he can use me, he can use you guys. Amen? Okay, so the best part about it all is just it's easy. That's the easiest part. The best part is that it's just so easy, okay? So One of my greatest passions in life is encouraging and equipping hungry believers to live out their God-given destinies, living in the fullness of Christ seven days a week, not just here and there, being the head, not the tail, living and exercising their rights as sons and daughters of the Most High God, not as illegitimate children. I encourage you in your own time to study Romans 8, 12 to 17. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God. One day I'll give a full teaching on what I call the identity crisis. But for now, here are just some very quick gems that I'm sure will strongly encourage you all. Actually, before I do that, God confirmed that he wanted me to say this last night when I was reading to my daughter. This is not my Bible, as you can tell. It's actually Sienna's Bible, her first Bible. And basically, what happened was I was reading the part that we got up to, and that was Isaiah 6. And that says, I'll read it out to you quickly, God needed someone to bring news to the people, the Israelites. God asked Isaiah to be his messenger. This is the way that I read to her. At first, Isaiah was afraid. He didn't think he could do the job. But then he said, "Here I am, send me." Isaiah became a great messenger of God to the Israelites. And then at the bottom it says, God loved Isaiah, big red love heart there. Other page it says, and God loves me. And that's the name of this Bible, God loves me, because it's so very true. So the message that I got from that was that if we become like children, we'll see our Heavenly Father. So Isaiah was initially afraid of his calling. And can anyone here relate to that when God says to you, you've got to do something for me, I'm going to use you. I'm going to use you. And you just keep saying, not today, not for now, not me, why me, Lord? It's somebody else. You got the wrong person. Anyone can relate to that? Okay, that's not from God. That's just the enemy lying to you, telling you it's not you, but it really is you. So he was afraid. We know perfectly well that perfect love casts out fear, which ties in nicely to what I'm about to share very, very quickly. So before we pray for people, here are three things that the devil does not want to hear you say. Okay, so write these down. I can only touch on them very quickly. But we need to shout these things out from the rooftops, okay? Because the enemy does not want you saying this. Declaration number one, as this Bible is called, God loves me. Satan would love to have you believe that God is mad at you. He's not happy with you. If he can erode your confidence in God's unconditional love, then he succeeds in driving a wedge between you and your Heavenly Father. And that results, in the end, it results in a distant or severed relationship with your Heavenly Father. So the way to counter Satan's goal is to consistently stand on the truth of Romans 8, 3, 9. Nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ our Lord. The simple declaration of God loves me is a powerful way to do this. Just, I know you've heard it before, but just say it to yourselves and, you know, out loud, especially when you're feeling down, God loves me. It's a powerful way. So right now, let's just say it together, shall we? God loves me. And again, God loves me. Awesome. Now, that's simple, but it's so powerful. Second declaration, God chose me. Yeah, that's right. He chose you. He chose you guys. Everyone that's here tonight, you decided to come along. And God's going to usually use you powerfully. And he's going to deliver some people, heal some people, use anyone that's willing. Okay, so the devil will also try to convince you that there's no purpose for you. Have you ever felt that? Where's my purpose? He's done it to me, so I know all about that. He has no doubt tried it on you as well, but he's a liar. So to help his cause, the devil has infiltrated our culture with a fairy tale that will tell you that we're all products of random chance, evolution. Yep, many people committing suicides, they think they're just pond scum and just random chance, no purpose. It's really sad, but that's just the world we live in. Add to that the epidemic of fatherlessness, and it's not surprising why so many people today struggle with depression. Unfortunately, these feelings are often then related to our Heavenly Father again, and many people believe that they're meaningless to God. But trust me, you are not. So if that helps one person here, I'm a happy guy. So Jeremiah 1:5 says that before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. The Apostle Paul tells us that God predestined us to adoption as sons and daughters to himself through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will. The good pleasure of his will. That's why he brought you guys forward. Can we say amen to that? Amen. So you guys are definitely need to know this, that God chose you, okay? So no matter where you're at, some people might already know it a lot, but even if there's one person who doesn't understand, God chose you, not an accident. Can we say that? God chose me. Awesome. Now, this is the last one, and it's probably the most crucial, because a lot of people just think they can't be used by God, and it's a lie. Declaration number 3, God will use me. Like I've said before in the past, since Satan can't take away salvation, if you're saved and you know the Lord Jesus, the enemy can't take away salvation. Okay? That's obvious. But he can take away your identity. He'd try to convince you that you're this and you're that and you're anything but what the Bible says, which is why it's so powerful and so important, as Graham said this morning, that we get into the Word. Because without the Word, we're sitting ducks. Amen? And the Jude, come on. Powerful, powerful little letter. There's no excuse, guys. We've got to get into it, okay? So, and that, please, you guys know that I'd say that with love, okay? There's no condemnation in there at all. So, basically, I was saying that he will try to convince you that you're too messed up or too dirty to be used by your Heavenly Father. And to accomplish this, the devil launches reminders of past mistakes or negative words that were spoken over you. Look at the things you've done, he'll taunt. God can't possibly use you. When you buy into these whispers, he effectively silences your voice and paralyzes you into inaction. Have you guys had that? You're inactive. When you're feeling that way about yourself, when you're listening to the devil more than your Heavenly Father, how can you do anything for anybody, including yourself? So that's just a lie. So what I'm saying here is that to keep this Satan silencing truth consistently running through your mind and your mouth, it's going to save you a lot of headache. So with me right now, I want you guys to say and believe it, okay? God will use me. God will use me. Again, God will use me. And you believe that and it'll happen. Trust me. Amen? In your own time, I encourage you to look up and study 2 Corinthians 4:7. Praise God, we actually sung about it this morning in one of the songs, okay? Look it up. Earthen vessels, you know the one? Amazing. So, what I suggest is that as we start praying for people, we just need to have the opportunity to pray for everybody somehow in the time that we've got. But don't be shy, come up and it's going to happen. God's going to do some amazing things. Do you believe it? Okay, he's going to do some amazing things, and it's going to be just building on faith, and without faith, it's impossible to please God, amen? So, and the righteous shall live by faith. That's what you guys are. You're all righteous if you know Jesus. Amazing stuff. I have to say one thing before we get started that I've noticed, and I've been meaning to say this, God's put on my heart right now, there are people sitting in this room that are more than ripe for their picking, that are more than ready, and if I may, I'm going to name a few. Jono, Julia, Jacob, who's not here today, I don't believe. There's a couple of other people that came to my mind that God is more than ready to use. And we just have to step up and don't be shy about it. Gemma, okay? And if I'm wrong, hey, so be it. But I've got a feeling that God is really ready to use you guys. And other people as well, God's dealing with you, but you're just... You know, you need to see it, and God's going to honor you when you're ready. He's going to honor you. He's going to use you big time to do things that you only imagined. Amen? Okay, so one step at a time. But please, if you do hear his voice, do not harden your heart, okay? All right, guys, this is all about fun. This is all about making it look easy, because it is easy, okay? We don't stress about it. I didn't have to stay up fasting for 3 hours or, you know, or stay up all night, although I love to fast and pray and all that stuff. It's not in my power. It's in God's power. It just basically flows through any willing vessel. Do you guys understand that? All right, so let's just see what he has for us. In any person that comes up here, you need to come up with expectations high, okay? Expectations, like, skyrocketing, because your faith, my faith, their expectation will make it happen. Because God honors those that come up with expectations. And today it happened. Someone came up for a prayer and they came up to me. And I said, yeah, no worries, let's do it. You can't come tonight, let's do it now. Bang, they got healed. That's just how it works. God honors those. Like the woman with the issue of the blood. So don't be shy. Please come forward. Our Savior paid the highest price so that we could be set free and live an abundant life now. Now. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next year. He's robbed from me enough. And you guys haven't heard my full testimony, okay? That will take about 2 hours at least. But he's robbed from me personally enough. And I'm fed up with it. And I'm sure you guys have your own stories too. It's time to step up and just spur one another on. Okay, that's what we're here for. It's to spur one another on. So please, step into freedom now. And God bless you guys. Just let's see what God wants to do. So over to you, Graham, whatever you want to do. Okay. All right. He wants me to do it all. Okay, cool. All right. So I just had to check. So basically, my wife says I'm not very good with taking orders because I've always been bossy with work and everything. But I am. I'm pretty cool, aren't I? I'm pretty cool. So what I'll do is I'll get people to be honest. And that, look, there's one thing that... Hi, John. There's one thing that God is not about. He's not about, okay, you guys over here, you've got a bit too much of a big problem. You just wait for later until we work enough faith up for you. We might. It doesn't matter what it is. Come forward, okay? If you've got arthritis, if you've got a bung shoulder, if you've got knee problems, have I seen 100% success yet? No. But is that going to define who I am in Christ? Is that going to define how much or how often I go praying for people? No. Because if it did, I'm living by my circumstances and what I see. And we are to live by faith, not by sight. Amen? That's what we're called to do as believers. So in the past, where I've seen people literally, sad to say, die, I've seen people not come through, I couldn't just stop and say 6 or 7 years ago, sorry, Lord, I'm out. I'm going to put into a hard basket. We need to understand that the enemy is very real and he is not joking around. That's why we've got to step up. We've got the one that will do it, and not, definitely not us, but nothing to do with us. So I just want to encourage you to come forward, whatever it is, and then we'll let the Holy Spirit do what he does, okay?